We're joined now by Brett Platner to talk Jacksonites boys basketball. The Cobras sitting at 5-12 on the season, 5-8 in the Northeast Kansas League. Games against Valley Falls and Jeff County North here in the last week. Valley Falls, obviously one of the top three teams in the state and still undefeated. I know you played without your point guard that night, Coach, but kind of ran into a buzzsaw in the home game against Valley Falls last Friday, huh?
Yeah, and I think everybody figured out, at least those people who didn't know already, how valuable Silas was to us. Not only because he's our best ball handler by far, and kind of orchestrates and sets up our offense, but for what he does on the defensive end. And Valley Falls is a really, really good team at spreading you out on the perimeter and dribble driving and drawing multiple defenders or finishing on their own if you don't help. And Silas is one of our key on-ball defenders at keeping people in front of him out of the lane. And so we definitely missed him, and some other guys had to step up and have the ball in their hands a lot more than we expected. But hopefully that's an experience that gets them more prepared moving forward. I didn't think overall we played bad per se, but like we mentioned, it's just tough when you got one of your key pieces and people are put into positions to do things they're usually not expected to do.
When you played a lot better, it sounds like last night, falling to Jeff County North 44-39, but a game in which you led through a lot of it, certainly night and day difference than the first time that you faced the Chargers this season. And probably a frustrating loss in the end because you led a lot and certainly had chances to win that one at home.
Yeah, it was certainly a gut punch to not only myself but a lot of the guys because they really wanted this one, and we went in with the mindset that we were going to get this one. And unfortunately, you know, we played good for 28 minutes of the game, but 28 minutes doesn't win you a 32-minute game. Now, I will take positives in the fact that JCN in the past, at least the past three meetings we've met him, they've really extended on a 1-3-1, and they've given a lot of trouble to us when they've ran their 1-3-1. And for the most part, last night we executed against the 1-3-1 very well, and we're getting some easy buckets off of it. So much so that they had to switch to man-to-man defense headed to the fourth. And unfortunately, you know, their man-to-man defense gave us some struggles on the perimeter, and they were extending pretty far, getting up in our grill and putting a lot of pressure on us. And different day, different ball game. Different bounces here and there, and we could have ended up on the other side of this, but unfortunately it just wasn't our night to finish.
Still a lot to play for. You got three games left, of course, here in the regular season before the 2A sub-state rematches against McClouth and ACCHS, Mar-Hill Mount Academy as well. And next couple games on the road, what are you talking about with your team or working on here the next couple days to kind of try to fine-tune and get ready to make a push here towards the postseason?
Yeah, we definitely have to tighten down the screws defensively. We talked about headed into the JCN game last night, which our defense was much better than our previous games. We'd given up 70 points, and the first time we played JCN, it was 57. Like I said, last night was much better, but we continuously have to keep getting better moving forward because it's no secret. The guys know it, that while we like to be able to score a lot of points and we like to get shots up, we have to be solid defensively if we want to win ball games. So making sure that these in-game situations, if the ball game's tight, we know how to handle those moving forward. We know how to keep limiting turnovers. And just like you said, you want to play your best ball headed into sub-state. And we have three games here headed into sub-state that we have an opportunity to improve, get better, and hopefully ride some momentum heading into the postseason.
Best of luck, Coach, in these next couple games. We'll chat again and look ahead at the postseason next week.
Thank you, Justin.
Coach Brett Platner of the Cobra Boys. The Jacksonites Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Rob Wareham at Farm Bureau Financial Services, and by C&D Food Mart and Williams Company in Whiting.